USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense announced on Monday they're sending another $1 billion of your tax dollars to meet Ukraine's critical security and defense needs. In total, the United States has now committed approximately $9.8 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of the Biden administration. John Travolta is paying tribute to his Grease co-star Olivia Newton-John following her death. Taking to Instagram, Travolta saying he will see her down the road. Newton-John died today at the age of 73 after a lengthy battle with breast cancer. Another round of primaries are on tap ahead of November's crucial midterm elections. Contests are set Tuesday in Minnesota, Connecticut, Wisconsin, and Vermont. President Biden and the First Lady spending part of their day in Kentucky touring some of the flood damage. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny, legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan Silver Dollar before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Travis McMichael was sentenced to life in state prison on federal hate crime charges Monday. In 2022, he shot and killed Ahmed Aubrey. Lee Merritt is the Aubrey family attorney and says they support the decision.
We are extremely pleased that the court decided to follow the law, follow those sentencing guidelines.
In a court document, McMichael's attorney requested a federal prison because of safety concerns. The family of Gabby Petito is filing a wrongful death lawsuit against the police department in Moab, Utah. The $50 million lawsuit says the department neglected its duty to provide the training and resources its officers need to do their job. The suit is being filed nearly 1 year after Petito and fiancé Brian Laundrie were stopped by Moab police when a witness reported Laundrie hit Petito, who was later reported missing and her body found in Wyoming. Wall Street beginning the week on an up note. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 29 points. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
There are fears of a possible serial killer that could be on the loose and killing Muslim men in New Mexico. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Department has released images of a vehicle that is suspected to have been used as a getaway car in the recent murders of four Muslim men, a black Volkswagen Jetta or Passat. Ahmad Asad is president of the Islamic Center of New Mexico.
We've never gone through anything like this before. This is really a surreal time for us. We're in fear of the safety of our children, our families. It's not about just the Muslim community, but the entire community. We're all in it together.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in South Africa discussing plans to address food insecurity.
We also want to strengthen the foundation food security across Africa to increase local agricultural capacity, local resilience, so that more people have access to affordable, nutritious food over the long term, not just in response to an emergency.
He says $5.5 billion has been distributed in food aid since the beginning of the Russian invasion. Secretary of State Blinken adding that Ukraine is able to finally export grain after being blocked by Russia for months. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.